Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Donna Tuttle, and I was previously using Freedom Care to have, you know, my friends come in and help me a little bit. And the paperwork got messed up when I turned 65, and there's a brief period where now I'm all set up with Medicaid and stuff again, and I probably need to reestablish everything. And I was thinking of switching from Freedom Care over to you guys. So what would that take for me to...
Absolutely. I can assist you during that process. We just have to submit that referral, get your caregiver the application, and try to expedite this as soon as possible. Ms. Donna, you said is your name?
Right. Donna Tuttle, T-U-T-T-L-E.
I'm sorry. It's T-U?
Yeah, T as in Tom, U, Tom, L-E, Tuttle.
All right. And your date of birth?
October 29th, 1959.
I'm October 24th. Hi, Scorpio.
We're Scorpios.
That's right. Greatest people in Zodiac.
Okay.
All right. So I got 1029. What's the year you were born?
59.
Okay. And your home address?
3325 East 113th Terrace, Apartment A, Kansas City, Missouri, 64137.
Okay. All right, and who's your caregiver, Ms. Donna?
I'm going to have Devin.
Devin, D-E-V-I-N?
O-N.
Okay, and Devin's last name?
Wise, W-I-S-E.
And a good number to reach Devin. Thank you.
Oh, hang on. Okay. I will get that for you.
Is this not garlic?
Okay. Her number is 816-708-8607.
So I got 816-708-8607.
Yes, correct.
Okay, now I just need you to write down some of my information. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay, second. Paper. Well, you don't have to write things too often anymore, do you?
Nope. Computers did us the favor.
Yeah.
Eliminated a lot of that writing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the name of the agency that's going to further assist you along and hire Devin on to new services is called Deluxe Home Care.
Select Deluxe Home Care?
Deluxe is spelled
D-E-L-U-X-E. Okay.
That's D-E-L-U-X-E.
Gotcha. Deluxe Home Care.
My name is Jasmine.
Okay. Your name is what?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, okay.
And my phone number is 314-501-2508.
Okay.
All right. What's your DCN number off of your Missouri Medicaid ID? Ms. Donna.
I'm looking that up right now.
Take your time.
Did you use my social security number?
I need the DCN number.
Okay.
Did you know that some Medicare plans were discontinued for 2026 and some people on Medicare have lost their Medicare Advantage coverage? Call the number on your screen.
Is it the same as my return reserve?
It's
okay.
The DCN number or for your MoHealthNet card.
Well, this says BNC number, but it's 625-MD-822-V.
No, there's no letters. There's no letters in the DCN number. No, it's all for your MoHealthNet number.
Okay. A little deeper here. Okay, here's the DCN number.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
This message is for everyone on Medicare. A little smudged. It is. For 2026. Yes, I'm going to get this right. Second here. Okay. It is 00101362 09.
Okay, that's 00101362 09.
Yes.
Okay, please hold while I check it for eligibility. Okay, please hold.
Okay.
Ma'am, that number you gave me, is it off of your Missouri Medicaid ID number, the MoHealth card?
Yeah.
So that's 1016209?
No, it's 00101 36209.
Got it. I got it now. Have you been approved for services or not yet?
I was, and then I turned 65, and I had to redo more or something,
mm-hmm.
And they requested some information, and I didn't get the notice that they wanted it, so I was late providing that, and I got, like, rejected. So then here I had to do everything all over again, which I did, and I was approved. I went to that office.
Okay, good.
And that's been a little over a week ago.
Okay, good. Because it's showing that your Medicaid is still inactive, okay? But I'm going to go ahead and submit the referral anyway so we could get the process started and we could get Devin out the way because we need to register him, run the background check. So we're trying to be proactive and do everything ahead of time.
Yeah, it's
so
the she.
Oh, Miss Devin is a she? 1 second.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is, because the state is closed today, it's President's Day.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and put in the referral for you online, but I want you to call me back tomorrow so that we can call to follow up with the referral. Make sure they got it, okay? They can't say, oh, we never got it. We didn't receive it, okay?
Okay.
We want to be on top of it.
Get her information, too.
We're going to be reaching out to them because they have to send her the hiring application, okay?
Do I have to be reevaluated?
They need to come into your home, and they need to do what's called an assessment. The assessment determines how many days and how many hours you get. That's completely different from the Medicaid assessment you got. This is the state. Yeah. Did they come into your home and do an assessment?
Yeah, I don't know if it was Medicaid or who it was, but yeah, they did.
And what did they tell you? What did they tell you?
I qualified for, like, 20 hours a week.
Okay. Let me check to see when was the last time that they did an assessment. second.
Yeah. Okay. It's been a while. Oh, and then, well, at first it was like 14 hours, and then I requested more hours, and they did one over the phone. But the one that they came in person was, it's been a little while.
So the last time that they were in your home was in October 17th of last year. They did what's called an over-the-phone assessment where they found you eligible. You had home care through Aging Matters, but you did not meet level of care, so they closed your request. So this time I'm going to put it through again, and I'm going to teach you how to answer the questions, okay? Because it's all, you have to score high enough to meet the eligibility codes that they're looking for. So before your home assessment, I'm going to prep you for it, okay? So no worries. This time you're going to get it, all right?
Well, I had Freedom Care, though. So how could I not have been approved?
You have Freedom Care, but that doesn't mean that you were on service, ma'am. That just means that you had a home care agency picked out of it. The state has to approve you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm submitting the referral now, okay? Talk to me a little bit about your disability, Jenna. What have you been medically, clinically diagnosed with?
It'll be 3 years this June that I was in a car wreck. And I was in a coma for 2.5 weeks, and I was in the hospital for 4 months. And my problem was that I couldn't walk. And my left leg was a lot worse than my right leg. When I was sent home, in an electronic wheelchair, and I did get to use a walker. And because it was Medicaid that I had, I didn't receive any more physical therapy, which I needed, you know. But I did have one more appointment with a procedure to remove a blood clot that was in my left thigh. And so, 30 days after being dismissed from the hospital, I went and had that procedure, and after about a week and a half of that, I could lift up my left leg, so I could use a walker. And of course, I was weak, and I've gotten stronger. I can walk, but I can just walk for very short distances. I can't carry anything. All of my records are at St. Luke's Hospital in Kansas City, and I was trying to find a primary care physician because I was using Swope Health Parkway, and they rotate their doctors there, and it's just for people like with low income or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently trying to get a primary care physician at Oak Street Health, and that's when I found out that my Medicaid had been rejected.
Right.
So I kind of don't have a primary care physician at the moment. And so I don't know what to tell you other than looking at my St. Luke's records. I suffer from edema, and when I did wake up, I was on a ventilator and a feeding tube and kidney dialysis and a Foley thing to go to the bathroom. And I was in a coma for 2.5 weeks. And what happened was I was bleeding internally. And they said that my abdomen was so full of blood that my heart couldn't pump and my lungs couldn't breathe. And that's when I went into the coma. And then they did emergency surgery and opened me up to, I guess, find out where I was bleeding. And they flushed me. And my kidneys had already, and my intestines had already turned gray. So they didn't think that I was going to make it. They told my family to make preparations and stuff. But then the next day, when they went to put me back together again, then my intestines were starting to turn pink. So that's why I was on kidney dialysis when I woke up.
Right.
And I happened to come out of a coma, not waking fully. I had a dream that octopuses were sucking me.
Wow.
All their tentacles were sucking me, I guess because all the wires coming out of me. And I wasn't fully awake, and I was kind of ripping the things out. And then they came and woke me up. Oh, no, stop. What are you doing? And I couldn't talk because I had a feeding tube in me and a ventilator. And, you know, I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on, you know. Then they had my daughter come, and she goes, Mom, you've been in a wreck, da 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 da, you know, and I didn't mean to pull their things out, but I did pull. They said, we think we're going to have to redo your kidney stuff. So they called the kidney doctor in, and he goes, well, I might have to redo this. And I'm like, well, okay, then redo them, you know, but
right.
He didn't. And then he came in, and he goes, your kidneys are operating at 30%. And I'm thinking, why is he so happy about that, you know?
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, it was 35%, so I did make it. I made it very well, but
thank God.
That was quite a trip, quite a trip.
I know your daughter must have been scared. Is that her, Ms. Devin?
Is that her? What?
That's your daughter, Devin?
Yeah, she was. No, my daughter's Jennifer Tuttle.
Okay.
Jennifer Carpenter. But yeah, she was kind of scared, yeah. But, as I am today, there's been some complications. It's like the wreck that won't end, you know. They opened me up, cut me down the middle. And from that, you know, all of a sudden, I don't know, I guess maybe about a year after I was out of the hospital, I had these stomach pains, and I went to the doctor, and we had no idea what it was. It turns out that it was a hernia from the surgery because my small intestines was squeezing out through the stitches, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
So I just had
complications.
Yes, complications. I had hernia surgery last August. And got that taken care of. They missed a fractured bone in my wrist, and my shoulder was already messed up before the wreck, but it got messed up worse. So I'm right-handed, but I really only have about a quarter of the use of my right arm.
Okay.
I can't, like, eat with it because I can't turn it, you know?
So you have restricted mobility.
Absolutely, yeah, very much. My right arm is probably as bad or worse than my legs, you know? My right leg does much better than my left leg. So I've been going to USA Vein Clinics, you know, and I've been working on my endurance. And, you know, I can walk for a little bit, and then I just have to stop. I just can't go on.
It's
and I
lot.
Thought that,
yeah.
You know, I was told I had COPD, so I thought it was
right.
My COPD. Okay, well, then I needed this hernia surgery. They said, oh, we got to make sure you can handle it before you do that. So they wanted to check my heart out and my lungs out. And I said, okay, that took forever. And so I had to put my hernia surgery off in the meantime. But then they checked my lungs and they said, well, who told you you had COPD? And I said, Dr. Hansen from Swope Parkway. They said, you not only don't have COPD, but your lungs are extremely healthy. So I went and took the heart
test.
And it's 2 days of heart testing, and they said,
they could have messed up your lungs.
Yeah, and they said, well, it takes about 2 days to get the results, and blah, blah, blah. And it was really weird, because they hook you up to all these wires, and then they shoot dye in you, and then they, like, stand there getting ready to hold you down. They said, now, this is going to make you feel real anxiety, blah, 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 and a sonogram and stuff. And then they called me about 2 hours after I got home, and they said, you did so good today, you don't even have to come back in tomorrow. Your health, your heart is in really good health for your age. I'm 66 right now. And I said, well, great. Well, okay. So they did the hernia surgery and everything. And so if it's not my heart and it's not my lungs, why can I, you know, from the front door to the car is about all I can make it. I got to stop and rest.
That's right.
Now, if I rest for a few minutes, then I can go on for another little spurt. And then I got to rest again. So I don't
understand. Something. Yeah, there's something.
Yes, I don't understand what's going on. And so, you know, as far as Medicaid was concerned, when I went back to the blood doctor, they said, well, you're done. And I said, what do you mean I'm done? And they said, well, this is all your insurance pays for, so blah, blah, blah. I said, what about all these veins in my legs and stuff?
For real?
Well, that's cosmetic, so we don't cover that. And I'm like, well, how come I can't walk very far, you know? They said, well, the rest is permanent damage. And I'm like, oh, it is not. You know, I refuse to give up on that.
That's
so
right.
That's what I went to USA Vein Clinics, and they used to cut your veins and pull them out, but now they just put glue at the top and glue at the bottom and stuff, and that's what I've been doing right now. I went through four of those visits, but they said it gets worse before it gets better, and I'm like, oh, great, you know.
And I'm hoping that you get much better.
Mm-hmm. So where I'm at right now is I do have restricted movement. I do have restricted range of movement. I have restricted strength. you know. And I just, I can't, like my right arm, my right arm, if I lift it above my waist, it has no strength in it at all. Below my waist, I have some strength, you know. And I work on my, I got an exercise bike, and I'm working on my, you know, trying to walk more and stuff. But, I mean, I just can't keep up with, I just need some help around the house with, like, heavy stuff. Like, even lifting a laundry basket full of wet laundry. I can't do that yet, you know. In the groceries, when I go grocery shopping, when I get back, I have to, like, make a trip for every one or two bags, you know. There's just two steps. And then you walk in one more step that's just stepping in the door. But, you know, carrying something, that's it. Then I got to rest. Then I got to go get another bag. So, I mean, it just takes me forever to do anything. So I don't get everything done. You know, that's where I need help. Like I was making a ham. It was a year ago from Thanksgiving or Christmas. I can't remember which. And I couldn't put the ham in the oven because I couldn't lift it.
Too heavy. Yeah, you know? It's too heavy.
Yeah, it's too heavy. So, and nobody was around at the time, and I'm like, how can I do this? So I put the pan in the oven, and then I threw the ham in the pan. I mean,
You made it work, Donna.
Whatever works, that's right. Mm-hmm. Whatever works. I try to get by as well as I can by myself, but I do need some help. I do. It's nice to have some help, you know?
Ms. Donna, are you in Jefferson County?
No, I'm in Jackson County.
Jackson? All right, hold on 1 second. I'm putting in the referral right now.
How much does your organization pay the caregiver?
I'm going to start them at 15 an hour. Start her at 15.
Okay. Yeah, Freedom Care went up to, I think, 13.50. But, yeah, they were still. Yeah. Devin just lives about 2 miles from me. So that's real handy. She's actually my friend's
daughter. That's great, because it's right in case any emergency,
so
you
handy.
Got someone close to you, yeah.
Yeah. My daughter lives about 45 minutes away. And she's got a full-time job and 5 kids, you know.
Wow. That was your only daughter?
Yep, that's my only kid. Yep, just that one.
Well, at least she gave you all the grandkids.
Yeah, I have 2 great-grandkids, too.
Oh, yep. Wow. All right, marital status, divorced, married, never married, separated, widowed.
I am divorced.
Okay. Are there any minors living in your home?
No, just me.
So you live alone, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Any bed bugs, rodents, pest infestations, dangerous weapons, any dangerous animals?
No, I have a little puppy. He's a little over a year old, and he's
bite?
Well, he could bite, but he only weighs 6.5 pounds. He's one of them little dogs. He doesn't. Well, I mean, if you were coming over, I would put him up because he has to get used to strangers, so I would put him in the bedroom or something.
So
until he got used to it, then he changes.
I'm up to the primary medical condition, so COPD you don't have, but you do have back traumatic injury, correct?
Back?
And neck?
Well, yeah, my legs mostly. My legs and my right arm.
Leg? And right arm trauma?
Both of my legs, but my left leg is a lot worse. Yeah, and my right arm. And I do have some back pain and some neck pain, but that's minor compared to the other things.
Yeah, but you want to list them down because there are disabilities, okay? So I'm going to list all
okay.
that stuff. So I got
okay.
leg.
Oh, and I also was home and I was taking a shower, and I thought I got water in my ear, you know, and it didn't go away and didn't go away, so... They sent me to an audiologist, and it turns out that I have 45% hearing loss in my left ear from the car wreck.
Gosh.
I'm telling you, it's just like, it just keeps on giving and giving, you know. And then because they missed the fractured wrist bone, it is now full of arthritis, you know. And
they didn't heal properly. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'm going to do about that yet. I can only handle one thing at a time, you know? I mean,
yeah, it's a lot.
I can't stand going to the doctor every week, you know? I'm tired of the hospital and stuff. But, I mean, I do what they tell me to do.
I don't blame you. Except, so you need essential transportation, like to run errands, things like that?
Well, I do have a car, and I take some trips by myself. But like I said, you know, the shopping, when I get stuff, it's hard to bring it all in. So I really like to have my caregiver go with me or a friend go with me to, like, help me out. Because some places when you go shopping, there's no place to sit down.
And no one to help
you. Know
me.
What?
So you're right.
Yeah, and no one to help me. So I have to, I can only go so far, and then I have to sit down. And if I have a cart to hang on to, that helps a lot. But it doesn't, it's so much better to have somebody with me. And then they can help me carry the stuff in. And, you know, it's much more, less pressure, you know.
Right, I agree. Plus, you... In case of an emergency, you have someone there.
Yeah, and you never know what you're going to encounter unless you've been there before, like how many steps to get in and, you know, stuff like that. Some places I can manage by myself for a short trip, but not all of them, no. Some of them don't have handicapped entrances, you know?
Right. I'm just putting in the address now. 1 second. All right, Ms. Donna, so safety questions. Any dangerous access to the home, contagious infectious diseases, dangerous neighborhoods?
No.
Give me one second. All right, so infectious, contagious diseases, dangerous neighborhood, history of violent behavior, any pest infestation?
No.
Okay. No weapons in the home, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I have all the information that I need to submit the referral, which I just did on your behalf. So what I want you to do is keep my information readily available. We're going to be reaching out to Devin. As a matter of fact, let me see if I have someone available for you now. You're just going to let them know that you just completed a request online with Jasmine. Okay. And you're calling to give Devin's information so they can send them the hiring application, send her the hiring application so she could get it ready.
Can you do
and all
that
the way.
Over the phone too?
Yeah, everything's over the phone, honey.
Okay, good.
Yep, like that you don't have to come out your house, nothing like that, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm going to transfer this call to Miss Sarah, okay? Just introduce yourself and let them know what's happening, okay?
Okay, thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome. Welcome to Deluxe Home Care. You call me if you need me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Please hold. You too. Please hold.